Hey, good morning, Scythe.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good evening.
And I would say good night.
Yeah, no, you should. And you know what else you should say? Shout out to, wait for it, Squarespace.
Ooh, that good old Squarespace.
Are you serious right now? I mean, Squarespace is, how's your mom's website coming?
Nice.
Really?
She's working on it, and it's extremely easy.
Now, true or false, when your mom started working on this website with Squarespace.com, she literally didn't speak a word of English.
Correct.
And she couldn't write English?
And she definitely didn't know, like, you know, binary code or anything like that.
Oh, she didn't know code?
No.
Well, here's the beautiful thing about Squarespace. Guess what? You don't have to know.
Code. Or English?
No. Well,
maybe English.
You should learn English, probably. Many languages. But the point is, you don't have to be a computer expert to make a website with Squarespace.com.
No.
Did she use the code WANEP?
She did.
And she got the discount?
She got the discount.
That's amazing.
So that's another key element of going to Squarespace. Oh.
Well, let me tell you, after I get Elliot, our camera guy, fired from the radio station, maybe he could build a website to offer his services. Squarespace.com, when you go to check out, if you use the code WANEP, they'll give you 10% off. It is simply the best website to go to if you want to start your own website or your own store, whatever it is. Go to Squarespace, a proud sponsor of the Juan Epstein spot. What's it called?
Juan Epstein Podcast.
Thank you, the Juan Epstein Podcast. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
WANEP.
Hey guys, Laura Stiles is here.
Laura Stiles.
Hey guys.
My homie, Your Old Droog, is here.
Yep.
Your Old Droog.
Yes, do you know anything about Your Old Droog?
What does Droog mean?
I think it means friend in Russian, am I right?
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So he's your old friend.
Your old friend, you know what I mean, from back in the day.
Wait, but you're Ukrainian, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's Russian,
I look Spanish, so.
You do.
You do.
Hold on.
He's got Spanish vibes.
You have a Russian name. But in Ukraine, they speak Russian partially.
Yep.
They'll dual languages.
They do now. Them. Now they really speak Russian over there.
Yeah.
The old school Ukrainians resent it though, because they're like, "Damn, you don't speak Ukrainian. The kids just speak Russian."
But
am I right, Drew?
In a lot of different countries.
Yeah, I mean, I try to just speak English though.
Yeah, no, you should rock out with English. Your English game's solid.
It's the illest language, period.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're pretty. You have a particular mastery of it. Scythe, he's a rapper.
Right. Very good one.
Rabbity rapper. Hey, what about at home? Do your parents speak Russian?
Yeah, they speak Russian. They don't really speak English at all. I try not to.
How's your Russian?
It's pretty good, but I can't read or write.
But you can speak it well.
Nah, I'm not even confident in my. Like,
so you understand?
Only with family. You know
okay.
What I mean? Yeah.
So that's crazy.
And rich executives.
Do they have
and rich Russian
have,
executive?
Like in Puerto Rican households, do you say some words in Russian and then some words in English?
Nah.
So your Russian is.
I wish we had an equivalent of Spanglish.
Rushlish.
So I don't understand. So how do you communicate with your parents?
Russian.
But you just said you're not comfortable.
We just throw up gang signs. You know?
Yeah, but hold on. So real quick, you get home. If you walk in the house today, if you walked in to see your parents today, what would they say?
I still live in my mom's crib.
Okay, so what would your mom say?
She would talk to me in Russian, yeah. Like, how's your day? Stuff like that.
And how would she say
I'm antisocial anyway, you know.
So you don't even want to speak to your moms?
Even with your mom?
No, I love my mom.
Okay.
But how would she say? How would your mom say, how was your day? Can you say how she would say it?
Nah, I can't.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I can't say that.
Just doesn't want to speak Russian right now. He feels embarrassed.
Yeah, man. I came here when I was 4. We escaped. You know what I mean? Soviet Union still. So.
But you should be proud. I think that's dope that you speak Russian.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Awesome.
It's not a common language.
When you watch movies and they're speaking in Russian, you understand everything.
Hell yeah. Even samples. When we listen to samples.
See?
Like Russian records.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Scythe, do you want to hear the new record he has? Because it's pretty good.
Sure.
You have headphones? I'll play it out loud. Here you go. This is the new Your Old Drew record. It's called a 40 Deuce, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
40 Deuce.
Why is this playing two things? I have something YouTube's playing also. Hold on, let me fix it.
Get your life, Rosenberg.
Sorry. Here we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to play it properly right now. 40 Deuce. Your Old Droog.
Uh-huh. A word? Me and my team played the deuce. Back when you used to think you could boost your high with a loose. In front of the old Port Authority, I was the bust down king. New Port Authority, the internal biological mental mechanism. Let me know the exact time to pass it. Ace, eat a hot dog, get mustard on your face. 42nd Street is the place. Play stop sign on that strip all the time. Square, wherever the hoes is at, I'm there. At the theater catching flicks, I saw you with your bum girl wearing matching kicks. Bum son, I even sold Stevie Nicks and the old rags to Fran Lebowitz. There's none of that now. We make hits like Times Square at night. I'm lit on the deuce, on the four, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the four, on the
drinking at night.
You might run into me. What do you think?
Good.
Pretty good, right?
Really good, actually.
That's a pretty good tune.
Good topic.
Vibe is right.
Catchy.
Yeah.
Might clap on the 2 and the 4, the 1 and the 3.
Yeah.
That the white people clap on the 1 and 3.
But it's also a train. Is it also a train reference as well?
Nah.
It's really just about the
beat.
When
I saw that on Genius, they were like, I'm like, yo, y'all taking it somewhere else. I didn't even think of that. Like,
see, it's interesting, though, because I was thinking about that in Times Square. You can get every train, can't you?
Most.
There's no 4 there?
There's not 4, no.
There's no
not
4.
Not where you're thinking.
No, it's just 1, 2, 3.
2 and a 4, 1 no, and a 3.
Catch, yeah, you catch the 4 and a 5, though, and all that. The shuttle,
some white people do bob their head, what we call off beat. It's on beat, but it's the wrong measure.
Yo, white people's head bobbing be having polyrhythms.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Yo, you know who's also Ukrainian?
My wife.
Faith Newman.
Faith Newman?
Yes.
Yeah.
We knew that.
She said that?
Her. Yeah.
She's mage. Who I liked
else?
Her a lot.
She's anybody dope. Else? I think Dante Ross.
Dante Ross. Got okay.
Dante Ross never reached out to you? I feel like you're a guy, no, Dante.
I just saw him yesterday, man. Okay. That's my guy, man.
I was about to say, he has to know you.
He's the illest. You know what I mean?
Dante always
knows. He signed everybody.
Like, yeah, he's Bronson early. He's been with a lot of people in New York, of course, besides his legendary history before that. So, yeah, Sife, I thought we'd have Drew, because you mentioned, Sife, that like we should be spreading our wings a little bit here on Juan Epstein.
Yeah.
And not simply talking to legends, but when we have some of our just regular hip-hop chats, just hanging out on a regular day, why not invite some
reason
of the dope
why
guys in?
We get caught up in that is because we like to get deep in depth with history of legends. But you know, if a new guy might not have a long history where people would care about that, like a Nas or G-Rap or Kanye. But it's interesting to get his perspective on some legend.
Well, and also I gathered right away from the first time I heard and met Drew that you are you are very into classic stuff.
Yeah, I study, man. I pay attention. I was raised on like the early 2000s of rap, like Rockefeller, Dipset, Lox. All that, but I'll go back and listen.
How do you know to go back? Do you have like an older brothers or cousins? Or
my old heads got old heads, man. That's really what it is. I mean, I just, like, I would hear dudes say their influences. I'm like, all right, who the fuck is Master
Ace? And go look
Ace?
It up.
Who's Master Ace?
Right.
Like, I want to know who that is. I want to know who G-Rap is.
Don't ask Lord Digga who Master Ace is.
Hey, old.
That's another, it's a Juan Epstein joke. Oh, that's really an Perry. Yeah, yeah, exactly. No. Just go straight
that
to
Slaughterhouse
it.
Slaughterhouse album.
Ooh. Here we go. See, so you really did the
here
work.
Here we go.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of undiscovered stuff. Like, cast my age and younger gotta go.
How old are you?
26.
Oh, okay.
See, that's pretty good for 26 to really have an appreciation of.
Like, I've been talking a lot with Michael Che, right, from SNL.
He's a piece of shit.
Is he?
No, I don't think so. I think he's great.
He's not.
Just kidding. I like Michael Che.
He's 31, 32, but he has, like, older brothers. So he knows everything. Like, all the older albums that we fuck with, he had in the crib, you know? I never had an older brother.
It changed.
So I didn't even have a dad.
Well, what about your dad? He could have put you on.
No.
Why not?
Died.
You're just being mean, Rosenberg.
I always like forcing Sife to say the sad part. I think it adds to his character that his dad died. I like to rub it. Sometimes I just like, I have a dad. I have a dad. And I
he
point
texts
his.
Me that all the time.
You want me to punch him?
Like,
I'll punch him
of his
for
dad.
You. Because you're a piece of shit.
I just text Sife out of the blue and I go, how's your dad?
He sends a picture
of you and your dad just smiling? What?
He always sends pictures of him and his dad when he was 4 years old because my dad died when I was 3. So he's like, look, you never got this.
He's lying.
That's grimy.
That's so cool.
We're kidding.
3 and a half. What's up?
Sife, do you like this version of Master Ace, or are you going to say you don't like the original? Hold on. I do like this version.
It's the offbeat, on beat, man with the mostest. Like hostess, I bake MCs, oh, and you know this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, the belt is tolling. I'm rolling with Umdada, and I'm holding my swollen. And doing the project dance from back in the days. It's the master, the ace, and yo, I'm black in the page. So bust the move on the mad offbeat tip. It's the dopest, but can you cope it? By far the hippest. Sideways or backward, I knew a funky track would open up the ears of the black hood. I'm not Ralph Mouth, Richie or the Fonz. I'm no joke, I school that ass.
Like St. John's.
It's not my favorite. Original's my favorite.
This is the L.A.J. remix, though.
I like it, but it's not my...
Who is
like
L.A.J.?
What about Born to Roll? Can you play that?
Yeah, of course. Oh, of course.
Yo, I want to give a shout out.
That's the one I like.
To the illest big brother
so what? I don't care.
In rap. Napster. and Kazaa and all that.
Oh, Napster back in the day?
That's how I found all the old stuff.
And you must have been you were a kid for Napster. You were 10 years old.
YouTube, I guess.
Yeah.
I used to just type in the word freestyle, like old Stretch and Bob freestyles.
Yeah, it would come down.
And you wouldn't know it was Stretch and Bob. Like,
did you see the documentary?
Yeah, that shit was dope.
It's pretty good, right?
All right, here we go. What a surprise that Laura comes in and wants the Chola anthem.
Carhartt girl anthem.
This is the Chola anthem.
No, it's not. What kind of
really? Or Cholo anthem.
Shout out on my Mexican lady.
It's so tight.
See, I was always more into the original. Coming after whoopers in my jeans. Does it make you want to go home, Laura?
No.
Does it want to make you one of your dad's bug clubs?
Yo, because of this, all these people on Instagram tag me on random like bugs from like the 50s. The split windows, the oval windows.
Does this version ever start, by the way? Brainiac. There we go. This isn't the version that blew up.
No, it's a little different, right?
Neither is this one. This is why I'm a mess, guys.
Leave it to you to have a peculiar version in your laptop.
There we go. This is it. This is it.
There you go.
So weird that this was a hit, by the way.
What was this, like 95?
92. 3. Damn. Now, Drew, okay, are you even aware, for example, at your age? Because it's different when you go back and do research, right? When you go back and do research, just like me and a lot of stuff musically, right, with my 45s, you can learn songs, but you don't have the context of what happened. Like, do you know that that version blew up and became like a huge West Coast record?
I don't know, like, the little intricacies. Like, I could ask people who were around in that time and they'll tell you.
Yeah, but it's a random fact, so you might not. Like, yeah. So that record, when he came out with Jeep Ass was like a regular underground New York record. And then Born to Roll, the remix, became like a whole fucking West Coast phenomenon.
A bunch of other, there was other remixes.
Yeah.
On the 12-inch.
Yes, and then
this is like a, after the album was done, getting into the next album, this version came out.
But it was after this. It was after the
INC Red was after all this, right?
Yes.
That was in 95.
Yes. Now you're 95.
Thank you. May I see your driver's license, please?
Do you even know the original, Laura? Don't lie.
No.
Why would you lie?
Why would I lie?
I don't know.
I don't lie. I'm lying right there.
It's the original?
Yeah. Well, this is called G-Bass Nigga. The other one's called Born to Roll. The same one. Right. N-I-G-G-U-H.
Punk motherfuckers didn't know I had the balls to.
Some racist Puerto Rican shit in here.
There
Rico
is.
Rico Suave.
Yeah. Hold on, here it is, Sife. Hold on, Sife's gonna be hurt. Listen. When they try to ignore me. Hey, motherfuckers, I know you hear me calling you. Thought you wanted some, but I see that you're all into. Frontin' ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on like Marvin Gaye. Hey. Take the cash and sit it on the hood of your bullshit, low riding Cadillac. Back up your boys and did I already miss it?
It's
second verse? Okay. Well, we're waiting for that part.
In the red Corolla. Ayo, does he wanna play?
Yeah. Sife was so offended. Sife, was that like one of those moments where people mentioned Jews and I'd be like, hey.
No, I wasn't offended.
Sife is not offended.
Oh, yeah. Like, what else should a brother do? It's Saturday. The heat might smother you. Rolling down my window. Gee, I have an air conditioner. But I got the sound I want the whole world to listen to. Waiting at a red light. Kentucky Fried Chicken and blowing theory tape in. Races all the you guys want to hear the last? You guys want to hear what, in my opinion, was the last great Master Ace song? I'm not saying he hasn't made good songs, but one that I played a lot. And Sife's gonna go, this one sucks too. But in my opinion, the last great one. Are you interested?
Yeah, man.
You're gonna play it anyway, so go ahead.
That's so rude that you said that. No, but I just lost it now.
Shout out Master Ace, man. He helped me with my first show.
What do you mean? How'd he help you?
Like, that was my first show at Webster Hall, and like before he helped me rehearse and build the setup. So he's a good dude.
Ace is a really good dude. Hold on.
He'll like text me advice like, yo, don't diss the crowd, yo. You gotta get him on your side. I diss the crowd. I talk shit.
What do you mean, like the crowd's not responding well enough?
Like, I had a New York show and like everybody was too cool. I was like, yo, how many rappers in the crowd, yo? How many got CDs? Give me that so I can frisbee it. I was like, oh, yeah, it was right after the Flex thing. And I was like, yo, your SoundCloud is trash, fam. And my DJ dropped a bomb.
What is wrong with you?
It was hilarious.
You bully the crowd?
This was the A song I love. This was when he was on J-Core. Remember J-Core?
Yeah.
I don't do white music, I don't do black music, I make rap music for hip-hop kids. Y'all know what it is when I get biz with this. Flows that's hard enough, you can hit your kids with this. Thugs walk through Queens Bridge with this. Italian cats drive through Bay Ridge with this. Pumping in they I-Rock, your block to my block.
Always stereotypes from us this.
What year is this?
This is like 2000. Like, was that what J-Core was around? Like 99? Name me 99.
It was like a, not a fake raucous, but like that raucous trying to be.
Yeah, like they had like Slum Village for a minute and Ace, and they just sounded
so
like a bunch.
Little labels like that. Remember Stimulated?
Yeah. That must have been Dante, right?
Dante, yeah.
Baby Grand.
Baby Grand,
one, that blue vinyl, the cover of the vinyl, I forget what it was.
So, remember when you worked at Ruckus?
Yeah. Good old days.
What year was that?
I suck at years.
Oh, my boy Havana Joe used to work at Ruckus.
I had to be 26.
Havana Joe, yeah, he did. No, he did promo.
Yeah. He still, well, is that?
He did promo for Ruckus.
Technically, he worked there,
When did Simon Says come out?
98.
Yeah, around there.
So then, yeah.
I bought a Ruckus album once.
One?
Big L, The Big Picture.
Of course.
It was posthumous.
Thank you. You got me a plaque.
Word?
Yeah. You did A&R that album or no?
No, I just consulted, helped pick the song I think would work.
All right, Cypher. So how you been? What's new?
I just remembered.
What, Laura?
This brought back weird memories. I just thought of Havana Joe, then I remember going to El Rey Theater. I think it was, it was the Alexandra Hotel. People from LA are going to remember this. It used to be abandoned and they used to throw random shows there. And I went to the show, and I remember my girlfriend got burnt with a blunt. Some guy was, like, smoking and being all crazy. And he was trying to pass it to his friend and accidentally, like, sizzled my friend's cheek with the blunt.
What, and this song was playing?
Yeah.
That's like how you join a gang. They burn you with a cigarette.
It's by the way.
So am I in your gang now?
It was so foul.
I don't want to be in your gang. Sorry, you're in the gang now.
Don't you love that every time Laura tells a story? From her childhood. It couldn't be more Carhartt girl.
Like, what do you mean?
Because, like, of course, you were at the show with your girl and the blonde and Simon Says. It's just all of it. Yeah. Literally, your entire, you were just that girl. You were the hip-hop teenage chick running around L.A. with your cholas trying to make it happen.
First of all, I was not a chola, though. I keep trying to tell
chola
you that.
Jace.
No,
chola
I was not. Do you know what chola? I did not use the gangbang. I didn't do any of that. I was
you don't have to be. You know, chola doesn't necessarily gangbang.
No, if you're a chola, you're a chola. They're very about that.
Like,
I wasn't fucking with them. I wasn't wearing any Cortez Nikes. Are you kidding me? I wasn't trying to get shot.
You didn't have your
I didn't have the weird teased up bangs doused in Aquanet. No,
what
not
about
me.
What about your eyebrows being dumb thin?
Absolutely not. I had none of that stuff. No.
Okay. All right. Well, I take it back then. I take it back. Cypher. Yarl Droog is here.
Yarl Droog. Yarl Droog.
Y-O-D. That's simpler, you know.
Yeah. He's kind of a young Droog.
Droog. What do people
young,
call
young old Droog.
It means your old friend.
I'll take
they
that.
They just be like, Droog. When I introduce myself at parties, they'd be like, Droog?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, are you gonna keep the year old forever, or you think you're going to eventually abandon the year old and just go Droog?
I think I'm going to just go Lil Droog or Lil Ethnic.
Lil Ethnic? Yeah. I like that name. I think that could be really popular. Lil Ethnic. Lil Ambiguous? So no one knows?
Nah, I think I'm going to mess with Y.O.D. What y'all think about that?
Y.O.D.?
Yeah.
I kind of like Y.O.D., but as a nickname or as official?
That's a thought. Official. I mean,
I think Droog. I don't know. I kind of like your old Droog, the whole thing together.
Your old Droog.
It's a little long. I would just call him Droog.
It's not that long.
Your old Droog. No.
Three just syllables. Call him Droog.
Everyone calls you Stife, not Cypher Sounds. Hey, Cypher Sounds.
But not officially, like on you know.
Yeah, but don't we want him to have a better trajectory than you, Cypher? We don't want to be poor. We want to be poor like us. We want to be poor like. Why don't you go by Peter Rosenberg? It'll work out great. We got to come up with the catchiest version possible.
What about Yarl Droogberg?
Yarl Droogberg.
Yeah.
Now, Cypher, would you do Cypher Sounds again? Answer honestly. Would you do the name Cypher Sounds again?
First of all, Cypher Sounds is one of my favorite nicknames.
Really?
Nicknames? Yeah. Well,
your rap name?
Yeah, rap name, whatever. Yeah. I really like Mos Def, too.
I would have spelled it correctly. The ER instead of the A.
Big mistake.
Man, you got knowledge of self, man. Don't
but the A throws everything off. like white girls saying sci-fi. I've thought about stabbing many a white woman in my day.
And the way they spell your name sometimes is ridiculous.
What's happening? It's way at the end.
Way end?
Yeah. Oh, I saw Rodiga. I saw Rodiga at Busta's show.
It's over.
Oh, maybe it's the middle. I'm weak to hot box when it's quality. Supply and demand, the hand is thick as though. Give me some more. Fuck, can't it? Heavenly, yeah. Get you high on speech, laced with obscenity. Yeah. Niggas be gas like cypher sounds.
Ooh, it's still hot. It's still hot right now. It's hot at night. That's a good one. That's a good one. That was a good record.
Yeah, great record.
Did it do anything?
Nah. No video. I don't know. Just an album cut.
The Blast did well.
Shout out the 50 Cent version too.
Of what?
The Blast.
50 did a version of the Blast?
Yeah, you don't have to shout out a song.
Nah, my bad.
Yes, he does.
I gotta shout out everything.
He wants to pay respect. He wants to pay respect to the version of the song.
I would say this one did pretty good.
Those early G-Unit mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
Those were amazing. Mm-hmm.
This was always in my when I was DJ at this time I DJ'd out a lot, and this was always part of my early I get to play the shit that I like but people know it a little bit set. Raucous had a lot of those. Yeah, you pronounce my
name. Any questions? Do you remember like the little interlude when they had all those ghosts trying to pronounce his name?
Yeah. Why that laugh at that point?
Quelly.
Why? Sife, tell us a story about this record. Hold on. Tell us a story about this record right here. Tell us a story. Uncle Sife. Uncle Sife, tell us about this one.
Every time I used to go get my nails done, it was always playing at the nail shop. Always.
See? What? That was a big. That's big. It was playing at Laura's nail salon.
All the time.
This is 50 Cent surrounded by hoes, too.
He did this, too?
Yeah.
Yo, 50 was on that Rocky shit, huh?
He took all them beats.
Really?
Surrounded by hoes.
There's no good story for Jonell Round and Round?
Nah, just High Tech brought the record in. It wasn't.
That's the end of the story.
I never met her.
Okay. Tell us a good story about this. How about this? How about this?
I don't have good stories.
Yes, you do. Your story's galore. People want a full Cypher Sounds 1 Epstein. In fact, tell a story about this one.
Oh, I got fucking jacked. That's my idea.
What do you mean?
Okay, you want a story?
I want a fucking story.
I want a story. Right. Here's the deal. I was all wrapped up in my fucking chronic 2001.
Of course you were, because you're normal.
And then that made me, you know, I always been on my dog pound shit, my Snoop shit. So I was like, yo, why no one on the East Coast ever used Nate Dogg? I was like, I want to get a record where we get Nate Dogg on the hook. And I was working on it for Soundbombing 3. The A&R Raucous, who was a shiesty. You know what? He was a record company executive.
Okay.
And that's what they do. And all of a sudden, he comes with the idea.
Here he comes with the word.
Here he comes with the word. And he goes and gets Nate Dogg on that fucking song.
So what we...
It was Lyricist Lounge, right? What was that for?
I don't remember which album this even appeared on. Oh, yeah, maybe a Lyricist Lounge.
I think there's like five or six songs that I have for Soundbombing that they wanted to get the Lyricist Lounge album out quickly because the TV show was doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So they took my songs and put them on that album. And that was one of them.
But you didn't make the song?
No. I just had the idea to get Nate Dogg on an East Coast record.
And
he went out to L.A. like 2 days later or some shit and fucking had to get... I remember him calling the office. This is how I found out about it.
Okay.
This is how shiesty it was. He called the office trying to find the owners of the company because Nate Dogg wanted cash. So he had to go to a bunch of different ATMs because you could only take out like $1,000 or $500.
$500.
So he had to go to a bunch of different ATMs to get the money to pay him. And I was like, pay who? He's like, Nate Dogg. I was like, what? What do you mean? I wanted Nate Dogg for Soundbombing. I had the beat and everything. Juju did the beat.
Oh, you had a beat?
I had the beat and everything. You know what was another beat I had? Uchiwali. I had that beat.
You had Uchiwali?
I had Uchiwali, and then they moved the album So Easy LP was like, yo, Nas wants that beat. He's like, can I have it back? I was like, I guess, because it's my album. I don't know when it's coming out. So I had Uchiwali.
Who did you want on Uchiwali?
I forget. But I had a fucking beat.
Were you going to put one of Nas's bodyguards on it?
No, I wasn't going to put Nas's bodyguards
on it. You weren't going to go that direction.
A Braveheart, maybe?
Oh, and then when it came out, Nas wasn't even on it. I was pissed.
What do you mean?
I was like, you gave this beat to Nas's crew, like, because Nas wasn't on the original.
Right.
So I was like, why'd you waste this beat on Nas's fucking boy? Not, you know, it was actually a good song.
Who was on the original one before him?
Braveheart. Braveheart.
Oh, okay, so yes, and they did go to Braveheart.
Jungle. No. What was the bodyguard's name? Horse. Big Horse.
Horse. Mm-hmm. Every time I heard that, I felt like a violation.
Yeah.
It felt like a sex crime.
But
that whole verse.
But that's the hit off the record. I picked the hit.
Oh, no. It's a hit.
Yo, that song came out the year I busted my first nut.
Here
we go. I don't mean to say that, but.
Oh, that's
shout out to
the
nut bus.
Congratulations.
What a nice story. That, by the way, that's such an. I'm being serious. Some songs, it's like, I went to prom to that song. Uchiwali, it's actually appropriate to say, yeah. I busted my first nut the same year.
It is actually a love song.
It's so romantic.
Yeah. Who do you think she is?
Oh, I know she is.
Oh, you do?
I met that girl.
She was like, I'm the slut on the beginning of Uchiwali.
No, she
is
not.
That the chick from Doing It?
No.
No, that was LaShawn.
LaShawn. Was that rumor true that Ella Cool J didn't want in a video because she's not that great looking?
No, she was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
She was pregnant. She wasn't in the tunnel video, the Doing It video, because she was pregnant.
Oh,
because that's in the tunnel?
And then he was like, I want that pregnant bitch in my video.
Damn, that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up.
Sorry, it's not hot. Wait, so hold on.
Yeah,
who is that chick?
I can't remember.
But you have met her.
I don't know if she was.
And she was like, you know me from my song. And you were like, what song? And she was like, listen.
No, she might have been Easy LP.
Ooh, daddy. And you're like, oh, Uchiwali.
Why do you always have that Z to the daddy?
Ooh.
Zaddy. Why do you always have
Ooh,
to do
zaddy.
That?
Ooh, zaddy. So funny.
Zaddy.
Zaddy.
She's somebody's artist. I don't remember if she was Easy LP's artist or one of Nas's people's art, but she was like around.
Hey, can you come in here and act like a slut real quick? I was thinking about
She's on another song too.
I was thinking about this the other day. This needs to be addressed. Do you think WANEP listeners understand that in my regular life I don't the only time that I do this is on WANEP scene. And by that what? I'm talking about when I refer to things, I say to Cypher, I go, hey, did you fucker?
No, I don't think
do you think people know that I don't
this
say it all the time?
This is the only time that you become a repugnant individual?
Yeah, like on WANEP scene, for some reason I'll be like, oh, you should that bitch needs to get fucked. I say like crazy things like that.
They know.
It's only WANEP humor. That's not
and
I don't,
whenever I'm really like blunt with them or I say something really fucked, like, God, Laura, why do you have to
talk
like that?
I don't normally do that, but for whatever reason, when Cypher says like, oh, you know, I saw J-Lo, I'm like, oh, you fucker. I don't normally do that. It's just for WANEP Steve.
Cypher brings it out of you?
I don't know why. It just seems like the WANEP character.
Yeah.
So wait, so keep going back though. So you
brought Rockwilder in because he was making some heat around the time.
Sure was.
And you know, I wasn't a full A&R. It wasn't a full-time job. It was like a consultant.
You were an A&R, but the A standing for a J's.
Yeah. And I would get like a monthly check. So like I had a lot of ideas. But I didn't know how to work in a record company at the time, so a lot of my ideas got jacked. You know what I'm saying? It was just the story of my fucking life. But
you have gotten jacked a lot.
I have.
You're pretty positive considering.
What are you gonna do?
Have fun, Master Flex whacked. How about that? Have Flex whacked.
My fucking brains out. No, Flex didn't jack me.
No, he didn't jack.
Flex, I'm sorry. Well. Yes, he did many times.
Okay, I mean, you said it. I was like, he didn't
jack me off, man.
I was about to say, I thought he would. That was your job, was to be jacked.
But it was clear that was the job.
Right.
I'm a young DJ in the circle to provide new music and ideas. That's fine. That was the job description. So that's why I don't really call it getting jacked.
Right, of course.
The A&R, so I bring in a producer for my shit. The other A&R snatches him and puts it out faster because it was coming out soon. But then thinking back, this is why I always think positively. Thinking back, you're under an extreme amount of pressure as an A&R to put out records and hit your deadline. So you gotta fucking use shit around.
You know, I'm gonna throw you a raucous story around Oh No that okay. I remember from my brother, I believe, and not from you.
Yeah.
My brother was like an intern at Raucous at the time or whatever. He said that Mos called up. They got Oh No, a live performance on one of the night shows.
Yeah.
They got a real big performance. And Most called Jared and Brian and was like, they were in LA or something. And he's like, yo, I'm only doing the show if I can buy this hat. And he wanted a hat that was like $5,000. And he was like, I'm sorry, this is the only way this happens.
But what kind of what kind
is
of
if
hat
I
was
get
it?
The $5,000. Does that sound possible to you?
Oh, absolutely.
And would hold, do you think
100%.
And would hold it up over their head like, nah, then I'm not doing
but
it.
But where was his hat from?
I don't know.
That, I don't know. Ask your brother, text him right now.
I mean, what was the hat from? I don't think he'll know.
As like
I
got a designer? Older,
I'm guessing.
When I was young and 20, whatever, however old I was, 22, 23, working at Ruckus Records, I was backpack Syfe, hip hop purist.
Fat Beats.
Yeah, all Fat day. Beats. Wanted to make the greatest hip hop records ever and be part of the Ruckus movement that was going to take over. There's no possible way underground hip hop could take over. That's why it's called underground. But now, looking back, as I learned the business, one of the owners of Ruckus was the dude who owns News Corp.
Rupert Murdoch's son.
James Murdoch.
Yes.
And he was one of the owners. So now I see Mos Def and his father saying, the guy who owns Fox owns part of this label. We gonna get this money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now I understand. But I, back then I was like, come on, Mos, let's just make these records, yo.
Well, but also, that didn't mean that Jared and Brian had the ability to just get the money on the spot.
For Mos, they did.
They made it
a
happen.
A lot of times. And I remember one time, because Mos' manager was his father, Abi. And when the Umi says...
Umi and Abi?
Umi and Abi.
Okay.
His mother and father.
Got it.
When Umi says was in a Nike commercial, oh, the Tasmanian devil came through the office, yo.
What, they didn't know that it was happening?
I don't know. I don't know the whole story. I just heard a lot of yelling and screaming. Whoa. Like, you can't use my son's song without paying us. You're going to give it to Nike and we don't get nothing. You must be out.
What was that? What sound is that?
Something falling. Something falling. Whoa. Okay, crashing down.
Oh, good for him.
And I was just listening like, but then in my mind, I was like, these thugs. These thugs. These music rapper thugs just harassing these young, beautiful Jewish men. And now looking back, I was like, yeah, how could you fucking put the song in a commercial?
And not, you wouldn't tell, you have to say something.
Yeah.
You should at least call them back. Guys, guess what? Congratulations. Here's what you're going to get from this.
Yeah, right. But
did you hear the Mos Def audio this week that came
yes.
out?
Yes.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Do you still speak to him at all? Syfe, when was the last time you talked to him?
Never. I haven't seen him in forever.
Wow.
Never speak to him.
You were pretty, were you ever close?
Yeah, I was his DJ on the road. Paid me the most to DJ forever.
Because he's righteous.
Yeah, that was the best. Went on a tour bus. He introduced me to Smart Water.
Really?
First time I ever had Smart Water was Mos Def. He's like, you got electrolytes in it. What's electrolytes?
I remember being really happy when I heard Mos rap in Spanish and it was really good. Touch's album with the Peacemaker,
dude. Spanish.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
My man 88 Keys is still in touch with Mos.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah.
That makes sense.
People tell me when they mention me to Mos, he always gets excited and says, tell me to say, like,
I'm
say
sure
what's
I've
up.
I'm sure I've
But I don't ever see him. And I've come like, people like, oh, Mos just came by when you left and shit like that. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, I see him very seldomly. He's one of those people that I assume never remembers me. Which by the way, is shocking considering this drop that he gave me in 1998.
Yo, yo. Peace. What's up? This is Mos Def. You are lounging from Dust to Dome, PMD, CBA, and Trip. So stay there. Peace.
You know, excited
that was? Yo, yo.
That was a very exciting, day.
When I went to West Virginia with Mos once and met a slut.
Did you fuck her?
She was a slut in my life for a long time, man.
Really?
Yeah, she was from your area at D.C.
Guys, I have to go.
Hold on. We're getting good stories here.
The sluts.
I like listening to your slut stories, but I have to go to the doctor and get a shot.
I don't have sluts. I treat all my women very nicely.
But you had there was a regular one.
I stayed in contact with her for years after that.
Really?
Randomly.
Do you guys want to hear the worst? Hold on.
Yeah.
Have I ever played this for you?
What is it?
This is, I see Funkmaster Flex DJ'd a party at Impact in 1998 or 99, whatever it was. My only time I ever like flew to a conference, I got put up, I was so excited. I've told stories about it before.
Yeah.
So Flex was playing. I got a lot of drops that week. Flex was playing. I waited till his gig was done. It's probably one of the first clubs I ever went to in my life. When Flex's gig ended, you might have been there.
No.
No? Mm. You never went to Impact?
No.
So, but there were hookers walking around the lobby.
All right, so you were
$50
blowjob. You chased him down. You were waiting for him.
I waited.
How was your approach?
I'm sure over the top and nerdy. Like, hey, Flex, you're my hero. I love I get a drop from you, blah, 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 blah. I was pretty good at getting drops. I mean,
I feel like you would be one of those kids that would touch. Did you touch him? And put your hand on him like, hey, Flex, like try to grab him?
No, not that. I wasn't a toucher.
That's hood shit. You got to like punch people while you talk.
Yeah, yeah, no, I didn't do like, yo.
No, I think back then Flex would backslap.
No, but people do that a lot. Hood people do grab. I get a lot. There's a lot of grabbing that goes on around the head too tight, especially because I'm small. It's a lot. Anyways, so he finished his gig. It's probably 3 a.m. All right. And here's the drop that I got from my hero. My DJ hero in life gave me a drop. And here's what it sounds like.
Yeah, baby. Now it goes down. This is Funkmaster Flex. Check it out, my man PMD from Dusk Till Dawn, baby. Doing it real ugly.
He says so excited.
Oh my
like
God.
He leads it.
Oh, man.
Real ugly.
At least Flex keeps it consistent, man.
What do you mean?
He's like that his whole life, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. If he's not screaming on the radio, he basically has no excitement in his voice whatsoever.
He's so funny. I'd be like, hi, Flex. Hi, Laura. He's like, what's up? You doing chill? I'm like, I'm chilling. He's like, oh, you're going to hit me with the generic? But I'm chilling. I don't even know what else to tell you.
I don't understand.
It's like Gilbert Godfrey. Like, he's mad quiet in real life.
Oh, yeah. I was just with Gilbert Godfrey.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you fuck him?
No. He's got a hot wife, though.
Gilbert Godfrey does?
Yeah. She's beautiful.
These were big drops. I'm sorry. Can I have, since we're both going back in our history today, doing nothing, just hanging out with your old Drew.
I didn't know that.
Well, that seems like what's happened. Cypher, what about this one back in the day? Hold up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Chappelle, and you're bouncing the PMD on From Dusk Till Dawn forever.
I was so the level of excited.
That's tight.
What, because he said the N-word?
I loved it. I was like, yes, say that word again.
Praise the Lord for the blessings to be here. Giving love to the show Dusk Till Dawn with PMD and Marshall Love. God bless you all, man. Peace.
He didn't even say his name. He didn't even say his fucking name. I mean,
thank you.
Marshall, he was feeling you.
Huh?
He was feeling you. I was acting a little bit of a clown, but he was feeling you.
Hopefully he's, you know what I'm saying, cool, because I'm not really flipping around with the whole...
You're trying to get gay?
No, I'm not trying to flip to the...
You feeling Cody Chestnut, but you're trying to...
I like his music.
You're not trying to feel Cody Chestnuts.
Yeah. Cody Chestnut?
I guess so. That was a Cody Chestnut drop. Oh, this is big. Now, this was big. Now, you guys won't even appreciate it.
Is this
play
in your laptop or on a hard drive?
Laptop.
What? How many songs on the bottom of your iTunes, how many songs do you have in your entire...
Can't see the whole library thing on the bottom for some reason. Why are you gonna be sick?
I'm just wondering.
You'll be sick at the number if it's. I don't even know how to see that. It doesn't say it right here. It won't show up there.
It's on the bottom. You got to put the view on, but whatever.
Yeah, it's a different view, Sife. Can you make it more complicated?
Checking my text.
Ooh, Sife, good drop right here.
Yo, what's up? You got the Sporty Thieves right here. Big Dupes, King Kirk, Marlon Brando, chilling with my man PMD.
Rest in peace to Ball and Brando.
One of them got deported?
No, but Ball and Brando got run over, I think.
Oh, no.
Damn.
He passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he passed away. Before,
Debbie Downer.
Sorry.
Hey, you're listening to the Sexy Jew and the Ones and Twos PMD from Dusk Till Dawn. Take it from me, Rosario Dawson. He got gay.
Yo, she was popping then. I got a drop from
her.
I
love Rosario.
She was popping.
That's Woman Crush Wednesday.
Love Rosario.
Oh, I missed her when she came in here.
Yeah,
what about
was,
this? You want to know what the biggest deal of my life was that ever happened in my life?
Hey, this is Salma Hayek, and you're listening to the great PMD right here on From Dusk Till Dawn.
Mother? Is that mother?
Where'd you get that?
I told you this, but I worked on the Salma Hayek drop for probably 3 years. Bothering her PR company, and they would put on the list of requests for her every week. They'd be like, and then one day I get a call and it's like, hey, this is so-and-so from Baker, Winoka, and Ryder. Salma Hayek is going to do a drop for you. And I was like, I'm sorry! I was at my friend Christian's house. And they were like, and they put her on the phone. And I was like, hi! And I was like, I was 20 years old.
On the phone?
Yeah, and I got on the phone with her. I was 20.
How'd you record it?
At Maryland. I was like, hey, here's what I'd like you to do if you could just call back this number and leave it on my voicemail.
Was she nice?
Yeah. I was so...
That's crazy.
Yeah. You don't understand. My drop game was literally... I spent my entire life...
Guys, I love you, but I gotta get out of here.
Where are you going?
We're just listening to Peter's drops.
Oh, you know, when you say it that way, it sounds not cool.
That's what we're doing.
Yo, is there any of my drops in the computer? Is there a computer over there? Is there
Mike, can you see if there are drops here? Now, by the
there's
way,
no more delet though, right?
No, it's a different system, but it should still be there. Now, real quick, before you go, Laura, I just want to tell you one thing.
All right.
I want to give a shout out to our friends at Bevel.
Oh, Bevel.
Yes. Getbevel.com. Now, first of all, Bevel's about to drop a new product that hopefully they're going to promote with us. That's incredible. Now, Drew, you're a good candidate for Bevel.
Let
me tell you about Bevel.
Look at his coarse hair.
You have coarse hair on the beard region.
Word.
And that's a good beard, though.
It's a very strong beard. But if you have that kind of facial hair, that's when you go to Bevel. That's when you get a razor that will change your life. Plus, they support the Juan Epstein podcast. So you should head over to getbevel.com. You should use the code JuanEp. They'll give you 20% off your first month if you go to getbevel.com and use the code JuanEp. Plus, coming soon, they have this new shaver, this trimmer that's coming out that's absolutely incredible. But if you're like us, if you have coarse hair and you want a good, clean shave without cutting yourself and have something that's an ideal shaving experience and support a great company that's supported by Nas and many more, you should go to getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com and use the code JuanEp.
Yo, you heard that new ASAP Ferg song, I Got a New Bevel?
You're so smart.
I got a new bevel.
We ready for it?
I got a new bevel.
We're just talking about this.
Yeah.
The song, there's so much you can do with the song. Do you like the song, Steph?
Coarse hair.
Beard trim.
Yeah.
Ready?
I got a new bevel.
I got a new bevel.
What?
I got a new bevel. I got a new bevel. Yo, Drew. Thank you.
Remix.
Remix.
Shout out Ferg, man.
Shout out to Ferg indeed. All right, Mike.
I'm so happy for him too.
What, Fergie?
Yeah.
And Fergie
doing
Ferg?
So good. Yeah. He was he performed last night at Terminal 5 with G-Eazy.
I know, it was packed. Of course.
He's doing really good.
Where do I pot this up real quick, Mike? You know which one this is?
So I can try to place.
What do you say?
Are they in there?
We got some.
Yes.
Where is it, Si? Mike, which one is this? White Orbit. Which wide orbit is it? One? Let's try this one.
Three lanes on Hot 97. We 97 minutes commercial free, baby.
Is that what you're playing? You're playing Tory Lanez? All right, here we go.
I definitely don't
know. All right, see what you got. Play that one. Play that. Did you click it? It's not playing. Damn, did they delete it?
It's probably deleted.
Nope, there. Now it looks like it's playing.
Mm.
I don't even know how to use the system.
You have copies of all this shit, though, right, Tyfe?
Yeah.
You got everything? You got all your drops?
Probably, yeah.
You didn't get all our bits, did you?
Some.
Yo, have you talked to Rico?
Fam, Rico's out of here.
You didn't hear?
No, I saw some Instagram. Is he on a TV show?
Yeah.
He got a
regular, like, important recurring role on George Lopez's new TV show on TV Land.
What kind of show? It's a sitcom?
And you know what? I want to give Rico's... Yes, it's a sitcom starting on TV Land. What?
Good for him, man.
Different one? Oh, now I'm playing just songs out of...
The other one.
No, this one?
Second one, yeah.
All right. Try that. Thanks for wasting my time.
Thanks, man. Yeah. We were separated at birth.
Here we go. Play it from the beginning. Here we go. This is a Sipe drop.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Kimmy Blanco, Little Kim. Mm. And I'm here with my Puerto Rican
this
brother.
This is late, though. We were separated at birth.
Yeah.
But then he became my DJ.
Yeah.
That's right. I had him first. So anybody who had him after me, you got my leftovers. No, I'm just
Yeah, no, she popped my
Yeah, I did. I popped his And you know, every once in a while he pops mine. I love you. Yeah. Hot 97. Cypher sounds. Don't get assed. No, I'm just saying.
She always says something perverted. That's why I love Kim.
I'm not sure if Kim would even spit on me if I was on fire.
Oh, that's not true. Cypher, I think she would spit on you in many occasions.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G, and you're checking out my nephew, Cypher Sounds, on Hot 97. Cypher, don't get gassed, nephew. Just... do it to him like this here, man. Please.
Cyphers start, but they can't start without a sound.
That's her pug.
Left out by Alexis Rose is associated with Hot 90. Left out by Alexis.
Melody, like. All right, you good. All right. Is a Jay-Z one in there?
Nah.
Yo, what up? This DJ Cypher Sales, Big Dog Pitbull,
Blackout Boy.
When you got 10 parties in a 7-day span, that's blacking out. When you shooting out to Europe and Japan, that's my scout, that's blacking out. out. When you got three separate shows on Hot 97, that's blacking out. When you get to the club and the DJ before you got everybody standing around and you gotta get on, that's blacking out. That's what we do. Cypher Sounds, DJ wow. Camilo, Big Dog Pitbulls, Heavy Hitters combined. Let's go.
Big drop there, Sype. Going fucking ham.
I like the gunshots, too. You heard that?
Lordy. You really turned up a notch.
That was a group he was
what do they have? Do they have any of our stuff in there? If you do Sypha Rosenberg, what comes up? I always want to find bits. We remember we did a bit with Jake, because we just remember the other day. Shawnee was like, didn't we do a bit with Jake? And there was that one where Jake was like, we did like a cat. And he was like, I'm the something something cat. Remember? He was like, I'm the decrepit whatever. We were trying to remember what that was. But anyway, so yeah. So first of all, I want to shout out to Rico.
Okay.
Congratulate him. Then I want to tell him what a piece of shit he is.
Okay. I like it.
Ebro, twice this happened, okay?
Yeah.
I think without question, I have stayed in the most regular contact with Rico since he left.
Okay.
Seen him in different cities, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. First of all, when he comes to town one day, which happened to be the day Jake died, so I know it must have killed Rico. No pun intended. Rico's about to walk in the door to Hot. Ebro goes, hey, Rico's... Sorry, Drew, are you just bored out of your mind by random stories?
Man.
You sure?
I'm loving this.
Okay, great. Then we're happy to have you. I'm don't enthralled. Want to bore you. Okay. So he goes... Ebro goes... I'm not kidding. Lord, do you remember this? Ebro's sitting there and he goes, yo, guys, my friend Rico's coming by. And I was like, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
He was like, my friend... I was like, that's my friend. What do you
oh,
mean?
Oh, recently.
Yes!
Not the original time we met him.
No, this
my
is...
My friend Rico is coming by?
This is when Jake passed away 6 months ago.
He goes,
my friend... And I go, Rico's coming by? He didn't even say anything to me. So then... So that's at like 7:45 in the morning. At 7:50... I find out that Jake passed away. All right, so guys, Jake was our producer after Rico. They knew each other a little bit. They were cool. But I know Rico. Inherently, Rico, the kind of guy he is, wants to be the only producer you've ever had, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no, like, jealousy or anything. They're completely different people, yeah. But still, they were the same role, and he kind of, yes. You know what I'm saying? And so then, at 7:50, I find out Jake passed away. At 7:52, Rico walks in like, hey, I'm here for a visit! And we're literally all just like, hey. So we just got the word that Jake passed away literally right now. So that was the last time I saw Rico. But yeah. That's just a random aside because it was a random day that Rico came in. Point is, I'm very close to Rico. I see him all the time. Then Ebro today is like, yeah, congratulations to our friend Rico. He's doing this thing on George Lopez. I know nothing about this.
Well, listen.
He sent him a picture from the set. What is
our
this?
Our producer, Griff, he's the one who told me because he read it on some blog.
Yeah, no, but Ebro, and I was like, Ebro oh,
shit.
Knew.
And I told Ebro, I'm like, yo, did you hear about Rico? He's like, oh, shit. Okay. Oh, yeah, I think I knew. Yeah.
Are you sure? Because Ebro said he had a picture. He's like, I he sent me a picture. Oh, so without on Instagram.
So yeah. I don't know.
So maybe it was just on Instagram and Ebro made it sound like Rico reached out to him direct, but he didn't.
Yeah, don't get crazy.
I'm jealous. You're so I mean, I put jealous. In time to maintain a friendship with someone that don't live here anymore.
Just say congratulations, man.
No, congratulations, thank you played you, yourself. Rico. No, congratulations, you played yourself.
Such a psycho, this one.
What is this?
He's such
a black,
a
Puerto Rican, and a Jew. The Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg Morning Show on Hot 97.
That's nice.
Look at that, J. Cole?
Yeah.
The king of all things trivia.
Showdown with Cypher Sounds.
I'm going to cry.
Showdown with Cypher Sounds.
Oh, get out of here, Ebro.
Yeah, Ebro pops up.
Yo, you have to walk in right now. Do you even know what we're doing?
I heard my name.
Literally, as Ebro just walked in. We just was like, Sype was like, hey, I started playing drops for my college show. So Sype goes, are any of my drops still in there? So Mike looks up some Sype drops. I go, is there any Sypha Sounds and Rosenberg Show stuff in there? So he looked. I just hit the intro to Showdown with Sypha Sounds. And we were like, oh, remember this? And then yeah, you were just like, I up here.
I heard my name.
Bro, I don't know why you do that right stupid now. Trivia shit. Stupid shit.
Yeah. Oh, he always hated that always. Shit. Always hated Showdown with Sypha Sounds. Listen, it was 6 o'clock, all right, on Fridays.
Now we do now Lauren we, Never Loses. I hate that shit,
I'm about to say you.
Now we do my version of it.
Oh, yeah.
Cheat
well, that's
the
funniest part, right? So Ebro always hated that. Ebro takes over the morning show, and people were like, consultants, whoever was like, no, it's good to have Laura do a thing where we have a trivia game. Yeah. So we have one every fucking day.
I hate it.
All right, what else is in here? Let's
so
see.
So funny.
Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg Investigate.
That Whoa. One never got used. That is not what got
That's
used.
That's weird.
Cypher Sounds love this. And Rosenberg investigates.
Whose voice is that? Oh, that's you. I still use that horn.
That horn's bitch.
Hey, yo, Cypher, they still be telling you don't get gas? All right, we'll stick to that shit then, nigga. Let's go. It's your boy, Sheik Looch. Hit me up, family. Clip up. Yeah.
What up? What up? What up? Man, you already know what it is, man. It's that Detroit player, Big Sean. You're listening to a black, a Puerto Rican, and a Jew. It's the Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg Show, NY's number one morning show.
Why did you search for HMS? What does that mean?
Morning show.
What if you just type in Cypher Rosenberg? I have no idea how to do search.
Oh my god! I used to have the. I think the most fun I used to have with you is when you had the Cypher Sounds effect, yeah. And you used to let me come up there and co-host with you. That was the best time ever.
That was the good old days.
Yeah,
that's when I didn't know you.
Yeah, right, no.
Here we go. What's this?
Here we go. John Hamm, like John Hamm's younger brother. I was like,
what is this?
Fuck out of here, man! Come on.
This wasn't on air apparently, because I don't know why you'd be saying. Saying fuck like
Rosenberg,
that.
The music industry has completely changed over the years. Now you gotta be talented, Apex? Driven, and have the knowledge to make it come to life.
This is repug.
All right, guys, I love you so much, but I gotta go.
It, you know, it doesn't feel that way.
What do you mean?
It feels like you keep trying to leave.
Because I have shit to do. I gotta go.
All right, just get
what
out.
What kind
then.
Of shit you gotta do?
I have to go to the doctor.
Okay. Well, all right.
Yeah, I have to get a shot.
Me too,
booster
yo.
Shot.
Oh, what about CNR? Didn't they list things CNR?
I don't like chicken pox.
Oh, what's this? Let's see what Elmo is.
You got chicken pox?
No, I don't want to. Apparently, like, I need a booster shot for that.
You never had chicken pox?
Tickle me, Elmo.
I don't think so.
So the shingles virus is not inside of you.
That is repug, by the way. You have shingles? Laura, you have shingles?
Did I ever tell you I had shingles?
I'm going to go get a shot so I don't get it.
Every time I see that shingle commercial, I get a pain in my back.
Oh, what do shingles look like? Is it like a lot of...
Like a lot of some bumps?
A lot of bumps?
I don't know exactly, but my guess is repug. If I was to guess.
What's our phobia that we have, Rosenberg?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
What? Tell
we
me.
Have the same. I discovered that me and Rosenberg have mm-hmm. the same phobia. And
it has a,
we
has
don't
a name.
We don't talk about it on our regular show because motherfuckers will send me pictures of that shit and I'll scream.
Yeah,
look at it and I get really like clammy and I get weird.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing that other people
it's
had.
It's fucking weird. It makes me feel so uncomfortable and I don't like it. It's
something with the brain.
It's something with the brain. When you see these like holes or bumps close together in like an organized fashion.
Don't explain it. Don't explain
it. You like it just makes you freak out.
Damn.
It's hard to explain, Drew. It's very weird what's happening with me.
Well, I figured out that it's a real phobia, and I looked it up because I'm a psycho on my WebMD app. I use for research.
That's like some Maury show.
Yeah, she wants us to go on.
I want us to go on Dr. Oz to talk about it.
Dr. Oz, nah, he's more physical health.
Well,
you need a mental guy.
You want to go to like what's his face from Loveline?
You know,
Dr. Drew. Oh my god,
go to couples therapy.
I love Dr. Drew. I used to listen to Dr. Drew on my Walkman and Adam Carolla back in the
day. By the way, could you be more LA again? I would listen to it on K-Rock.
Yeah.
All right, Cyph.
I love you. I gotta go.
Bye, bye, Laura. Later.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Here we go.
Bye, honey.
Later.
Here we go. Let's see how this sounds.
As always. When it comes to toys, Tickle Me Elmo has always been a holiday favorite. And in light of recent events, the makers of the beloved doll have decided to get with the times. Introducing Down Low Elmo.
I just like spending time with my boys.
Elmo's still saying your favorite catchphrases, but a little bit different.
Tickle Elmo and I'll tickle you back.
Let's see how down low you can go.
Elmo like his jeans extra skinny.
Elmo.
Hey, Steve, you want to go to the Frank Ocean concert with Elmo?
Hey, Elmo, I'm married.
Elmo likes when you tickle him. Tickle lower.
Elmo.
Lower.
Jesus, Elmo.
Lower.
Available at Boys R Us and other fine retailers. Retailers.
By the way.
Hilarious.
That was good.
Where you got Little John Sesame Street in there?
Yo, Little John Sesame Street popped off.
Hell yeah.
Sesame Street. When you we almost just got sued. Sesame Street. Just Sesame Street.
We got a cease and desist from Sesame Street, right?
Wow.
But the letterhead has like Sesame Street characters. So we were trying to get the letterhead like and put it up. That was probably before Instagram. We were just trying to put it up somewhere. And legal department was like, nah, you can't put that up. I'm like, but look at the little cute Sesame Street characters on the official cease and desist letterhead.
Mike, what are you going to do?
Give me like 2 minutes, I get you a whole batch of bits.
Oh, really? There's a lot of stuff somewhere else?
Yeah, it's saved in the Delete computers.
Oh, okay, yeah, if you can. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, get them. I want them.
Yo, I'm about to die from nostalgia.
and I wasn't even there.
Yo, by the way, that was hilarious that Ebro just walked up to the door. Literally the second we were like, oh man, he was like, hey, what's up? And the funny thing about Ebro is, I think, you know what it is? I know, actually know what it is. I was going to say, he acts sort of weird about situations like that, but I know what it is. He feels like, I think he feels resented, like he was the bad guy. And he didn't want to be or intend to be the bad guy. So I think it makes him feel shitty. But you know, his way, when Ebro feels shitty about something, his way of dealing with that can sometimes be making you feel shitty. But you have to see through it and know that it's actually kind of him feeling shitty.
Yeah.
Did you get that sense when he walked in? He seemed weird, right?
Yeah.
It was awkward. But did you feel awkward?
No, it was funny.
I think it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Do you feel awkward about anything regarding Hot 97 anymore?
No.
Is there any situation that could be awkward? Well, what if Pat Robinson came and escorted you out of the building?
Yeah, but I saw Pat the first time I came here.
And she was happy.
She looked a little weird. That's human resources.
That's HR.
Because remember one time Dominican Drew came here and she escorted him out?
That happened?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, but he's an animal.
Huh?
Drew's a
But he got fired. I made a deal.
Yeah, you didn't get
you
fired.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Nah, nothing really... awkward.
Do you think the former snitch of the show will still be reaching out to the old GM to tell him what we say?
Probably. But we never said anything that bad in the first place.
Well, no, we never did in the first place.
How much did he exaggerate when he was snitching about?
I don't even know. We don't even really know what he'd say. It just would always come across from Dion or old GM. It always come across like, I got some info.
Yeah.
By the way, the podcast is public. I don't know why I ever worried about that. Like, it's really snitching. It's public. Anyone could have heard the podcast at any point.
Yeah, I put up, I don't know if you, I saw a post the other day from that girl, Alyssa Cara. How do you say her name?
Who?
The
Alyssa Cara. Yeah, I saw you write that glowing post.
I like her a lot, man.
What, do you want to fuck her?
No, I mean, yes,
but I think
no.
She's like 17.
No, she's not that young. Is she? Whatever.
That's legal.
Well,
legal in New York State.
I said
right.
That's legal.
You did, that's right. But no, that's not why. I just, that made, what she said, she wrote this long Instagram post about the time she came up with her song and now it's a pop smash and her journey. And I was like, the one thing I regret about not being on radio anymore is meeting people like this. Because that's, you meet them every day almost. You know what I'm saying? I met her once, but it was just like a handshake, high and bye. But like, I like people like that. Like, she fits my attitude in this music industry.
Yeah, well, especially because we meet a lot of people who don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You meet, you know, like Drew, just a piece
Drew
of
is
shit.
A fucking,
just a no good.
Using this to fund some other drug ring.
Ponzi scheme.
Car stealing.
He's going to be out.
Nah, I'm real grateful.
No, I can tell. You've been a very, you can tell pretty quickly with people whether or not, but then some people do, no matter what, it just gets weird. So, Syph, no Grammys for you, no All-Star for you. You'll be doing all this Burton.
I never go to that stuff anyway. Wait, is this weekend?
No, but I thought maybe you would because of your Rock Nation stuff. I feel like you've been doing more random
shit. Is
this
weekend? No, it's when I'm in Hawaii.
It's when you're in Hawaii.
Listen, I have a rule. I've told you this rule before. If I have a chance to be on stage or go watch another nigga on stage, I take my stage time. Even if it's tiny. It's mine.
Yo, I saw that Static shit. UCB.
Yeah. Oh, you should do the show.
Word?
You should come do it. But yeah, if I have a chance to be... If Syph Sounds
is the
58 headliner,
minutes. It took 58 minutes for Syph to get Drew to do UCB Improv. What are you doing?
I always do it after.
I'm about to be a stand up, yo.
You want
to
do
that? I was talking to Hannibal one time and he was like, yo, you should do it.
Hannibal's a big fan of yours.
What?
Isn't he?
I don't know. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think he even knew I rap. I was just talking to him randomly in some bar trying to pick up white girls.
You know, it's time to call Hannibal. Doesn't it feel like it's one of those times?
Have you seen his Cats commercial?
Yes, that's why we're calling.
Hilarious.
No, it made me want to kill myself.
Cats's?
I'm so jealous.
Cats's.
Yeah. Cats's. But Alexa and I were literally having a moment. We were having one of those stupid moments that we do have.
Like this podcast.
Yeah. Where we like, where we're like complaining about things in life.
Yeah.
And then as I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, because other people get opportunities and blah, blah, blah. And then I look, I'm like, hey, I know him. It was Hannibal with the Samsung commercial at Cats's.
Crazy.
So, Midge. We'll find out if he knows who your old Drew is.
He knows who he is. Maybe he didn't know that was him, but he definitely knows who he is.
Nope.
Hello?
Oh, Hannibal Special's coming out.
Leave a message.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options. Hey, Hannibal. What's up? It's Rosenberg calling. You probably saw that, so you know that It's us calling you on Juan Epstein, obviously. Syfe, say hi.
Hello, Hannibal.
Congratulations on your new Katz's Samsung commercial.
Congrats.
And we should be clear, it's not a commercial for Katz's. No. Which would be mage in its own right.
Samsung.
But I think it's the Samsung Pay.
Samsung Pay.
What a, it's such a great commercial.
Yo, I didn't even know it was Katz's. I thought it was just Katz's.
Yeah, I just heard you in your freestyle earlier. I almost
heard
that.
I heard him say it when
I thought about it too. Oh, by the way, Hannibal, your old Droog is here, and he was telling us a story about a conversation you had. What, you saw him at an event?
Yeah, I was like, yo, I want to be a comedian. He was like, yo, go to an open mic or something.
And so, but you don't know if he knew who you were.
Right.
So anyways, if you don't know who he is, you should check him out, Hannibal. Anyways, we're proud of you, buddy. Keep doing your thing. Holler back. All right, let's take another call. Syfe. Sorry, I'm in the middle of doing my podcast right now. Hello?
You're doing a podcast?
Yeah. Are you going to say something that's not appropriate for the podcast? I'm guessing you are.
I just need to tell you one quick thing.
All right, hold on. It's Rich Kleinman, Syfe.
It sounds like Rich Kleinman.
You knew it was him?
I was like, is that Rich?
All right, hold on. See what he has to say. This is very Syfe of me to take this call. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Rich, what's up?
La da da da. La da da da. I'm getting in the corner over here. La 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 la, la la la.
Syfe, you could do a better job stalling. That's a wow. That's okay. That's awesome.
I don't smoke weed.
I'm gonna look right
I
now.
I wanna hang out with you. I'm in this corner. My friends are over there. La 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 la.
I love
la,
Amber.
La 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 la. Amber.
Amber did an amazing job for me. She was amazingly helpful. Hey, right now my calendar looks clear, and I'll call you back shortly. Thanks, Rich. That was Rich Kleinman.
What is that about?
He said, I'm signed to Roc Nation. He said we have a
good for you.
He said we have a free spot. Just fired a DJ who will remain nameless, but his name sounds like You know what that reminds me of?
Seinfeld?
No.
Reminds me of the,
no. Oh. Oh, there was that too.
When he was like on K-Rock, but he couldn't say serious, so he'd be like,
No, I was thinking of well, it's fucked up. It's about one of our own, but Wendy. DJ.
DJ.
Tropical Fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, by the way, the level of like New York hip hop head.
I fuck with this guy.
He knows everything. Like every, he hears every little thing we say. And I'll hear an ad. I'm like, damn, he knows what we're talking about there too.
Do you listen to this podcast?
Of course, man.
Yeah, I fuck with this guy, yo.
This guy really knows his shit.
So what was that call about?
He probably doesn't want me to say it, but it's about... it's a Durant-related thing. He hits me up about KD sometimes because of the DC connect. Me and KD are cool.
Yeah, I like how I've never gotten a call from Rich Kleinman.
Yo, he got to leave OKC.
Well, he's sports. He's sports. But let's be fair. He's in my world. I got in his world.
I'm fucking with you.
Don't. And I want to come to Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. I'm pretty jealous of that.
They talk about you in the office.
They do?
You're doing good, man.
I'm getting there.
Yo, how you feeling about ball this year? Basketball?
I still like basketball. It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Knicks are pretty good. Knicks are pretty good.
They lost last night.
They lost last night.
Stupid.
Carm, what do you think about
Thunder?
What do you think about Porzingis though, Syfe?
Porzingis is good, man. Big guy, man.
Yeah.
His arm is crazy.
His what?
Arm.
No, no, you don't. That's not a thing people would say.
Yeah.
No. His arm?
Yeah, his arm. His arm game is stupid.
No. No. I have to help you for later. No. Talk about, here's what you should say for Porzingis when they bring him up, which is going to be happening over the next few years.
Big guy.
Big guy's fine. Okay. And then you go, man, to be that big and have the kind of skills that he has.
This is what I am saying verbatim, what I heard somebody say last night. So if they don't say that,
then they were bullshitting too. You heard someone else bullshitting. They're like, oh, his arm game.
Big guy. Yeah, big. His arm is crazy.
No, that's not a thing. It's like, he thinks Porzingis is a pitcher.
His wingspan.
Unless you could say that. So if here's a pretty good drop I got recently. This is a new drop, but it's still pretty good.
Where are we going?
We're having fun. Oh no, it's not plugged in anymore. Hold on. This is so good.
You're just in our living room right now.
Yeah, we're just having fun. Hold on.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Mr. Keith Murray, and I'm here with my man Peter Rosenberg. WWF style, off the top rope, putting suckers in the figure four leg lock. Woo. The body slam. Mr. Keith Murray, Jimmy Fly, Snooker, Coco Beware, haha, Junkyard Dog style. Word up. Peter Rosenberg, ring the alarm, tap me in. I'm going in, baby. Crossface, all that. Body slam. Late night. 2 o'clock.
By the way, that's how you do a drop.
Yeah, that's the most beautifulest drop I've ever heard.
Yeah, literally. Well done. What about this one?
You're now listening to Real Late with my man Peter Rosenberg. Let's go, Pete. Does anybody call you Peter? Pete? It's your boy Puff Daddy, man.
The God.
Now this one right here, Syfe. Puff Daddy. What do you think about this?
Hey, yo, check this out. It's DJ Khaled, and it's all about being up late night.
Now, the funny thing is this drop's amazing, and this is before it all happened. Like a week before all that happened.
You want to hear hip-hop? You want to hear that Special Cloth Alert? You want to hear that real...
It was before anyone knew what Special Cloth Alert was.
You want to get goosebumps when you hear certain samples in these records? Hey, yo, Rosenberg, you a hip-hop icon when it comes down to DJing and being this game and radio and the shit you done. They don't praise you enough, man. Tell them to bow down and kneel to greatness, man. This is Hot 97, and this is DJ Khaled. Hey, yo, Rosenberg, give them another one.
Pretty good. He's pretty good at the drop. Not surprising, I suppose. Sife, what about this one? Don't get jealous of this one, Sife.
Hey, I'm Jerry Springer, and, you know, I go to shul with this guy Rosenberg. He's such a nice guy. You know, I only wish him the best. This Jerry Springer, listen to him.
Pretty good. Not bad from Springer.
Is he Jewish?
Oh, yeah, big Jew. Big Jew. Big Jew face.
Hey, yo, what's going on? This is Psycho Les. It's the world-famous Beat Nuts. Got my man, Junkyard Juju. What's up?
Yo, yo, what up, what up? It's that nigga Big Jew, world famous beating us in the house. That's right, with my nigga PMD, you heard, on the Dust Till Dawn show.
Yo, whatever.
Well, listen to the quality. Yo, it's whatever. I got to hit them back. They were out of town. That one's happening soon.
That one's got to happen.
They so underrated, man.
The Nuts?
Whatever, though.
It's whatever.
Is bitches there?
It's whatever.
Whatever.
By the way, we got a lot of love for calling Juanito Brendan Dassey. Did you finish the series yet?
I'm the last one.
Come on, man. Just finish it off.
I'm busy. Busy.
Are you watching anything else?
I'm watching some stupid show called Sense8.
The fuck is that?
A Netflix show.
How many Netflix shows are there? It's unbelievable.
It's a lot. It's pretty good, but it's a little annoying. And the gay sex scenes are like...
Too much?
Easy, killer. Easy. Easy.
I love when progressive people are pushed to their limits by how gay something is.
No, but I even get embarrassed.
Me too.
Of like regular sex scenes.
Oh,
like,
no, me too. Sometimes like, all right, enough.
Yeah, it's a
lot. I'm not watching porn. I'm not jerking off.
Right. If I'm watching porn, okay, but like in a regular TV show. But yeah, this one is like the male kissing. Should I be offended? Like, I mean, am I...
Should you worry that you're being offensive?
Not offensive. Like, why does it make me uncomfortable?
I don't know. I listen.
I have no problem with it.
Of course.
At all. Kiss all you want, but like...
So you're saying, why does it bother you in some way?
Yeah.
Because like
if a bearded dude grabs the other dude and they like passionately kiss. And I'm like...
Oh,
and then
it
went into like a sex scene. I was like...
But this is one of the things that because of the era we live in, and I'm mostly happy with the era we live in, but because of it, you can't have some real conversation, which is that it's very easy to be pro-gay and still someone who grew up in America, so things like that will be off-putting.
But
it's natural. You haven't seen that your whole life. It's not common to you.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I was talking about this other day. I don't even know if I'm pro-gay. I just don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you mean? That's called being pro-gay.
That is?
Yeah, well, because otherwise, what would pro-gay be? You're walking around being like, you should be gay. You should be gay. we all need to be gay. Are we gay or
Let's
not?
Let's raise our kids.
Yeah, everyone needs to be gay. All your kids should be. I think being pro-gay just means you don't give a shit. That's, I think, the definition of being.
But I mean, like, I feel your cause. I support you. I don't know, not. I don't do any action towards it.
But you mentally support.
Mentally support, yeah.
If someone brought it up, you'd say, yo, good for them.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go to a rally.
But what would you go to a rally for?
Nothing. That's the thing. I would go to no rallies.
Yeah, you wouldn't do anything. If there was an epidemic of Puerto Ricans being grabbed out of their home and tortured by the police, I feel confident in saying you'd feel the same way. You'd be like, oh, man, that's unfortunate. Do I think that you'd be in the street rallying? Probably not.
Like all the Black Lives Matter and Ferguson and the kid who died here.
What's the in Staten Island?
Yeah. Eric Garner.
Eric Garner.
Those rallies, to me, I want to go. But the reason why I don't go because I'm like, what is going to happen? What's the result of this rally? Nothing has changed since all the marching and protesting. Nothing's changed. So what was the point of me going or not? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's a very you way to think, but which I understand. But you can argue that over the course of time, a collective doing things like that does make an impact. Like, for example, would we agree or disagree that the gay rights movement, the LGBT, everything, it has made serious strides in the last few years?
1,000%.
Like, there's no question about that. Like, there were words that people could throw around 3 years ago that they did now. Most people like, yo, even that, if you'd be like, yo, what are you saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Those people had an agenda and were organized and hit every angle, not just marching in the street.
No, politics, lobbying. Yeah.
Official protests, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that had a point. I would rather march for that because they knew what they were fighting for.
I understand what you're saying. That's a reasonable point. More importantly, Saif, off of your politics.
I don't know where this came from. Sensei. Oh, yeah. Shows, it's pretty good, though.
Oh, it's called Sensei? I think it was
Sense. Like your five senses?
Yeah.
The Sense 8.
8. Okay.
Ugh. This bus is taking forever, man. I'm going to be late for work. Buddy, can you take any longer?
Excuse me, sir. Just please pay your fare, sit down, and don't cause any trouble.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Just focus on getting me to work on time.
Excuse me, is anybody sitting next to you?
No, definitely not. You look like $1 million.
Oh, thanks.
Let me just rub on your leg for a minute.
Ew, get off of me, you freaking pervert.
Ow!
Hey, I warned you. Back off or accept the consequences.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, MTA man?
I warned you.
Ow! Come on, man, that hurts.
Now stay down.
Yeah, taste that pervert.
Ma'am,
taste
I'm gonna need
pervert.
You to quiet down as well.
Wait, he was touching me. Ow! What the f***?
You tasing son of a bitch. Ow! Ow! Jesus! Stop it, sir!
Next stop, Fordham Road.
That's
I don't
you
even
pretty...
remember that.
I mean, either. I like that too.
Hello, this is Herman Cain, founder and CEO of Godfather's Pizza, the greatest pizza on the East Coast. I'm telling you right now, ladies, you need to come down and taste my sausage because it's delicious. Now, I got a special 999 plan. That's 9 slices, 9 toppings. For $9.99 at Godfather's Pizza. And ladies, for a limited time only, come on down and ask me about my other 999 plan. That's 9 inches for 9 sweet minutes. And if your man asks, it ain't none his business. So come on down to Godfather's Bow Pizza.
What the fuck were we doing?
Can I tell you something? What were we doing?
All that shit we used to come up with on the spot, record it, and play it the next day, and it was gone, right? This is why when people say, like, they're writers, like, those are late-night bits. Like, we were writers.
Yeah.
But we don't have any of it written down to show. We did. How many of those did we do?
I don't remember any of them. So every time I see...
Remember the N-word?
Are there a lot in there?
Hundreds.
In the thing?
Yeah.
You just picked those three randomly?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Literally, like, lots? Do you have all of them? You don't have them separate.
No, I don't have...
You just have the shows.
Maybe I have the shows, yeah.
Well, don't you have almost all the shows?
I don't know. Not towards the end.
Well, we don't need those ones. They're all... Oh, so there's lots to go through. Mike, do you think you could, as a project, start pulling these, please?
And can you give them to me, too, please?
Because these are pretty fucking funny. Hey, Saif, it's been fun.
It has been fun.
And your old Droog, it's been fun.
Yeah, man.
And yes. and
thanks for hanging out, our old friend Droog.
Our old friend Droog. And by the way, can people buy this awesome song on iTunes?
For sure. It came out on iTunes yesterday. Yo, buy that.
Video's dropping soon?
Yeah, soon, next week.
So support your old Droog, pay for the song, support real hip hop. It's on iTunes, it's called 40 Deuce.
And listen to that song that Rosenberg hates, Basketball in Seinfeld.
Yeah, I don't. Let me play for Saif.
I heard it.
You heard it?
Yeah, I like it.
You do?
Yeah, it's quirky.
I'll play it again. Maybe it'll grow on me. Hold on.
Sounds like the game.
What do you mean the game? The rapper?
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
That part is good, but. 40 carats,
phrases, 40's Paris. And this is Nas. Limit the style, you get embarrassed. Ditch the filthy habits. In a limousine, every limousine.
What
do you say when people say that?
It's retarded. I heard it too many times, but it doesn't faze me. Like,
but
it's
do you
a compliment.
Recognize it?
I mean, I was raised on Nas, but I was raised on a bunch of other rappers.
But you hear it when people say that.
Nah, I never heard that till like 2 years ago.
And you can only hear your, but when you listen, you can only hear your voice. You don't hear it.
Not that part.
It's growing on me. If you don't recognize that you're a spawn, catch a bigger bullet than George Marisson. Ric Flair with the chops, and they thought he's gonna flop. Finally back on the top. I already made it to the finals playing with Sagana Jop. Still serve you that Will Perdue.
That's your shit, basketball.
Bill Winnington, yeah, still old.
You love basketball.
And Seinfeld?
Yeah. So-called thugs be doing Vogue. Trying to appeal to the common man.
Yo, I've been back on my. By the way, I do like this song more now. I'll rock with this one too.
It's all right.
No, I like it. I like the. I was telling him earlier. Do you know what I mean? I said that the Can't Wait record, 40 Deuce. Now, when you play that to me, this sounds like some hip hop shit. If he put that out in 96, I would have thought like that's his super commercial record.
Yeah.
And now it's everything's changed.
Everything's
changed. But I'm back on my Seinfeld shit heavy because I get off of work every day at 7, my second job. 6:55, I walk out basically. 6:56. I'm home by like 7:15, that back-to-back on TBS. And I'm back on it because for a while, I hadn't watched it in a long time. And for some reason, when it would come on, I didn't feel like watching it. And then it's weird. With reruns, once you get in the zone of reruns, I'm back.
If you're living a scheduled life where you come home at the same time.
Yeah. You can easily slip. And
it's crazy how amazing that show was.
I enjoy it every day. And it's funny. The back-to-backs, they run like one will be from one era and one might be from another era. Really,
I don't like the early Seinfeld though.
Well, honestly, middle's the way best because the last season looks weird and too new
funny.
Too. Yeah, it was like, oh, I really like seasons 3 through probably 7, like that kind of range.
Golden era.
That's golden era Seinfeld right there.
I like early Seinfeld is groundbreaking.
Yo, you know Larry David's doing SNL in a few weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, pretty man. Hey, Drew, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Support his record, Cypher. See you next week. Well, are you gone next week?
No, I'll be back. I'll be back Monday.
All right, we got to do it early because I'm going to Super Bowl on Tuesday night.
Oh, then Tuesday.
So we should do it Tuesday. Yeah, but I'm not staying for the Super Bowl. Don't worry. I don't have tickets. No one loves me, but I'm just going out there to work.
You can get them from Rich Kleiman.
Yo, Rich, let me go to the fucking Super Bowl, my G. All right, guys, we out. Juan Epp.